This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Government tables election and voter list amendment bills in Parliament. Supreme Court overturns decision on riverbank buffer zone in Kathmandu Valley. Health Ministry urges public not to panic over hantavirus rumors. And U.S.-Iran tensions persist amid diplomatic efforts for peace negotiations. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives yesterday discussed a range of legislative and public concern issues with lawmakers urging the government to ensure accountability, strengthen public services and expedite post-conflict justice mechanisms. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Subita Gautam, on behalf of the Prime Minister Balendra Shah, tabled two bills aimed at replacing ordinances introduced for the March 5 election purpose. The bills include the House of Representatives Member Election First Amendment Bill 2083 Bikram Sambat and the Voter Name List First Amendment Bill 2083 Bikram Sambat. The proposal seeking permission to present the bills was endorsed by a majority in the House. Meanwhile, responding to queries related to his ministry, Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timilsina said the government has no intention of curtailing press freedom. Similarly, responding to lawmakers' queries during the meeting, Minister for Youth, Labour and Employment Ramji Yadav said the government will strengthen efforts to control fraud in the foreign employment sector. Likewise, during the meeting, the leader of the main opposition party, Bhishma Raj Angdembe, demanded the speedy appointment of office bearers to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the Commission of Investigation into enforced disappeared persons. Likewise, in the urgent session of the House, lawmakers drew the government's attention to healthcare, disaster management, road safety, social inclusion, and the rights of vulnerable communities. Meanwhile, at the beginning of the meeting yesterday, lawmakers from the Shram Sanskriti Party protested from their seats demanding greater government accountability to Parliament. In response, Speaker Dol Prasad Arial urged lawmakers to maintain parliamentary decorum and refrain from unruly behaviour. The next meeting of the House of Representatives has been scheduled for 11 a.m. today. President Ramchandra Pawril has said the role and importance of local governments have expanded significantly since Nepal adopted the Federal Democratic Republican system. Addressing the inauguration ceremony of the Laukahi City Hall in Kosi Rural Municipality of Sunsari District yesterday, President Pawril stressed the need to strengthen development activities in line with the norms and values of federal democracy and to ensure that public services address the people's basic needs and aspirations. President Pawril also called for stronger disaster preparedness and flood management measures through coordination among all three tiers of the government. The Supreme Court has reinstated the previous construction setback standards along rivers and streams in the Kathmandu Valley. A full bench comprising justices Sunil Kumar Pokharel, Balkrishna Dhakal and Nripadhoj Nirawla reviewed an earlier order related to construction permits and ruled that building activities should follow the standards set on Mangsir 1st, 2065 Bikram Sambat. Under the ruling, larger rivers must maintain wider construction setbacks, while smaller rivers and streams will follow comparatively shorter limits. The Supreme Court further clarified that rivers, streams and traditional irrigation canals known as rasculos must not be encroached upon or covered under any circumstances. The government has reiterated its commitment to securing Nepal's removal from the Financial Action Task Force FATF grey list by strengthening anti-money laundering reforms and improving financial transparency. During a discussion in Kathmandu yesterday with a delegation from the Asia-Pacific Group on Money Laundering, Minister for Finance Dr. Sonim Wagle said the government would mobilize all available institutional capacity and resources to address concerns raised by international monitoring bodies. APG Deputy Executive Secretary David Sanan, however, said Nepal still has substantial work to complete before it can be removed from the grey list. Meanwhile, Chief Commissioner of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, Prem Kumar Rai, also held discussions with APG delegation in Kathmandu yesterday regarding progress toward exiting the grey list. Nepal was placed on the FATF grey list in early 2025 and has since been implementing a 15-point reform plan aimed at strengthening its anti-money laundering system. Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Khanal has said the Nepali diaspora in Australia has played an important role in strengthening relations between Nepal and Australia. Speaking at the launch of the report titled Nepali Diaspora in Australia, jointly organized by the Institute for Integrated Development Studies and the Australian Embassy in Nepal, in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Khanal highlighted the diaspora's contribution to enhancing bilateral ties. On the occasion, Australian Ambassador to Nepal, Simon Ernst, said the Nepali diaspora serves not only as a source of remittances, but also as an important global network contributing economically, socially and culturally in Australia. The Ministry of Health and Food Hygiene has said the risk of Hanta virus infection in Nepal remains very low. According to Ministry's Joint Spokesperson Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, rats infected with the Andes strain of the Hanta virus group have not been found in Nepal and no confirmed cases of Hanta virus infection have been reported in the country so far. The ministry stated that Hanta virus is a rare viral disease mainly transmitted to humans through contact with the urine, saliva or feces of infected rodents, while human-to-human transmission is considered rare and limited. The ministry has urged the public not to spread rumours or panic and to rely only on information issued by official bodies and has also advised people to maintain cleanliness in homes and surroundings and seek medical attention if symptoms such as fever or breathing difficulties appear. Meanwhile, Minister for Health and Food Hygiene Nisa Mehta held a bilateral meeting with her Indian counterpart, Minister for Health and Family Welfare J.P. Nadda, on the sidelines of the 79th World Health Assembly organized by the World Health Organization in Geneva. According to the ministry, the meeting focused on strengthening and making Nepal-India cooperation in the health sector more sustainable and effective. Health Minister Mehta is currently leading a 3-member Nepali delegation to the World Health Assembly in Geneva. The Ministry of Education and Sports has directed all concerned academic institutions to begin grade 11 classes from June 15. The ministry fixed the date for the start of the new academic session following the publication of the Secondary Education Examination SEE results for the academic year 2082, Bikram Sambat. According to the Education and Human Resource Development Center, education development and coordination units across the country have been formally informed of the ministry's decision through an official communication issued yesterday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Tensions between the United States and Iran remain high amid continuing diplomatic efforts and security concerns in the Gulf region. Iran's chief negotiator, Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, has accused the United States of attempting to restart the conflict, claiming Washington is engaged in both overt and covert activities that indicate preparations for possible new military action. The remarks came as the U.S. President Donald Trump said the United States could strike Iran even harder if necessary, although he also stated that Washington would wait to see whether a peace agreement could be reached, saying negotiations were in the final stages. Meanwhile, Iran has introduced a new permit system for ships transiting the Strait of Hormuz through a newly established Persian Gulf Strait Authority. Tehran says vessels must now obtain permission for passage warning that unauthorized transit could be considered illegal. Now the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over Kosi province as well as hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. Partly cloudy conditions are likely over Madhya province as well as the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and the hilly and Himalayan regions of the remaining provinces, while the remaining Tarai regions are expected to remain mainly fair. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall at a few places in Kosi province as well as the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places in Madhya province, the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini and Karnali provinces and the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. The division has also stated that there is an influence of westerly winds, local winds and a low pressure area near the eastern region of the country at present. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 24 and 26 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government tables election and voter list amendment bills in Parliament. Supreme Court overturns decision on riverbank buffer zone in Kathmandu Valley. Health Ministry urges public not to panic over Hanta virus rumours. And US-Iran tensions persist amid diplomatic efforts for peace negotiations. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.